You're listening to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. In Episode 5, our co-hosts Mitch Glenn and Brad Weekman will be interviewing Jerry McCready, Tournament Director of Arkansas Crappie Trail and owner of Crappieholic. On today's show, McCready talks about how COVID-19 has affected the Arkansas Crappie Trail tournaments and rescheduling of tournaments. McCready also talks about Crappieholic apparel for crappie anglers. Tackle Time featured our co-hosts talking about the state of the fishing industry with the impact of COVID-19, along with two lures to catch crappie and bass on during the springtime. And now, broadcasting from deep in the heart of the Ozarks, your hosts, Mitch Glenn, owner of Pico Lures and national sales manager for major fishing companies, and Brad Weekman, an outdoor writer, fishing guide, photographer, and social media content manager. Together, your host will cover everything from fishing for crappie, bass, and other game fish to interviewing renowned fishing guides and pros on the hottest lakes and rivers. Fishing Guide Podcast is sponsored by Pico Lures, founded in 1933. Legendary Pico Lures has a complete line of fishing tackle for any angler and all game fish. Pico's famous for its Pico Perch, Side Shad, Pop, Little Pop, and its crankbaits are the hottest crankbaits with 25 color patterns and growing. Pico's jig heads, soft plastic lures, and marabou jigs will fill your buckets and live well full of game fish. Pico also has an exclusive line of bass fishing jig heads. Several of these Pico jig heads feature the Easy Keeper Coil system. And now, here are your hosts, Mitch and Brad.
Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, along with my co-host, Mitch Glenn.
Hey, Brad. How are you doing today? I'm here in my house practicing a little social distancing today.
Yeah, no, we're not sitting face to face, so this is kind of strange. You know, what people don't see, Mitch, is all these hand gestures. We're like baseball players, coaches.
Right.
We're like giving these signals.
That's a good analogy.
Mitch is itching his nose. I'm like, your nose itch? And he goes, yeah, that's why I'm itching it.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about radio is you can scratch and nobody can see.
That's exactly right. So we're actually doing, this is kind of odd. This is the first time that we haven't been able to sit down and do our podcast, me and you at least, and then, you know, a guest or our guest or, you know, like do an interview on the phone.
Well, you know, we've all got to be a little socially responsible these days. You and I put our trips on hold to some other places. And a lot of things have changed in the fishing world, too. A lot of things that we had planned on doing shows for are not going to happen at this time. A lot of things being postponed. So to be responsible in the world, I mean, you and I, even our guests, we're bringing this podcast to everybody from the comfort of our homes where we're trying to be safe and responsible.
There you go. Why don't you tell the people that are listening, who's our guest going to be?
Well, we got a really unique guy this week. He leads the Arkansas Crappie Masters Crappie Trail. You know, he's the tournament director for that. He also owns a company called Crappieholics. It's an apparel company. And he makes hats and T-shirts and all this kind of stuff. He's got the Crappieholics logo shirts and everything. But he also makes, you know, if you've got a logo or even need a logo, he can build you a logo and help you design your own shirts for your business.
Tell us, Jerry, how are things going? First, start with the Crappie Trail tournaments that, you know, they have actually changed what was going to happen with them.
Yeah, we have put everything on hiatus as of right now. This came down from the main Crappie Masters headquarters that, you know, we're all going to just take a pause and let this whole virus deal calm down, and then we'll try to resume our schedule once everything gets back to a little bit more of normalcy.
Yeah, and so is the plan now to still have the same number of tournaments that you were going to have before and just change the dates on them?
Yeah, I'm going to still try to get the Beaver Lake, the DeGray in. That was our last two scheduled, and then we had the state championship on Greer's Ferry. But had we kept on the original schedule, I had planned on doing like a big fish jackpot tournament on a surprise lake at some point in June. So that's probably been thrown off a little bit now.
Okay.
But we'll probably still try to squeeze one in sometime before the championship, second week of September.
And we had actually talked to you before and had actually done the podcast already, but we're calling you back because, you know, all the things that are changing because of the COVID virus issue that's happening. And so if you would tell us, once the tournaments resume, tell us what we need to know about the tournaments themselves. What do they cost, and how do you get into a tournament to fish them?
Well, you can, if you are a current member of the Crappie Masters family, it's a $35 annual membership. You can get one of those by going to crappiemasters.net, and they have two levels. The $35 one is your basic 1-year membership, and then they have a gold level membership where you can actually get a Crappie Masters jersey with your name and your sponsors and everything added to it as well. But we also sell those at the state level on the $35 tier. So you can get your regular $35 membership at the registration of every tournament.
Okay. And so each person has to be a member to fish the tournament.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Once you're a member, then you're allowed to fish any of the state level and the national level, which we were scheduled to have the national level event April 10th and 11th on Dardanelle, but that as well has been canceled, which sucks because that was going to be a great tournament.
Right.
But, we can't control everything.
That's right. So, so if they've already joined and are a member, they won't have to rejoin again now. So they're all set up to go. It's just the new members that would be coming in to fish these tournaments.
Correct. Correct. Their membership is good from 1 year of date of purchase.
Okay, perfect. So the Bass Pro Shops Crappie Master tournament, that's the main tournament, right?
Yes, that's the national level. Each one of those is a 2-day event. All of those pay a $10,000 first place guaranteed.
And that's how they qualify for the nationals is by fishing. They can fish in the Crappie Master tournaments, of course, the national ones, but they can also now fish in the Arkansas one. That's new, isn't it?
Correct. In the state level championship, which this late in the season, it'd be hard to make the cut to make it to the state championship unless you win one of the two remaining. Right. If you win one of the remaining events, you are automatically in the state championship.
Okay.
And then the top five at the state championship goes on to the national championship. Now, there still is one chance in Arkansas to make the national championship from right now. When Crappie Masters reschedules the 2-day super event on Dardanelle, and they will, if you fish that 2-day event and then you fish two state level events, you automatically qualify to fish the national championship, which is supposed to be on the Ouachita River in Louisiana in September.
Yeah, September 23rd to the 26th is the championship, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So they would have to fish the remaining two and the rescheduled Crappie Masters 2-day event, but that would automatically give them a berth into the national championship, which is a $125,000 event.
Wow.
That's overall, placed all the way down. So I'd have to look, but I think first place is going to pay like 40,000.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about your crappie tournament. You know, once they get going, you've already had how many events? You've had one for sure.
We've had Dardanelle, Greer's Ferry, Millwood, and Lake Conway. Yeah. And, man, did we see some weights. Millwood blew us away. Craig Nichols won that. Him and his partner had a little over 6 down. It was like 1642, and they had a big fish of 311. And second big fish was Timmy Tom jig owner. He caught a 310. And so we was just in awe of those big fish there. But then we rolled up into Conway, and Andy Benet won that event and totally blew it out of the water. Again, live scope is a game changer. And he found a pile of fish. He weighed the largest fish I've ever seen come off of Lake Conway. He had a 342, and he had a 328 second big fish. He had 1626 total, 7 fish.
Wow. Yep. Man, that's amazing.
Oh, so, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your tournaments, the weigh-in and the pre-tournament setup. You know, if someone was to fish in one of your tournaments that's never fished in a crappie tournament, say you're up here in Northwest Arkansas, I know you're planning on having one on Beaver, rescheduling it. So what would the guys and gals, what would they expect in your tournaments?
Well, one thing right off the get-go is that, you know, it's a family-oriented deal. We've got a lot of male-female teams. We've got a lot of teams that have never fished crappie tournaments before this year. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a learning curve for a whole lot of them. I've got probably 8 teams that Dardanelle was the first time they had ever fished a tournament. Three of them are male-female teams, and so them learning to fish competitively together was entertaining. You know, they're just excited to even weigh a fish. So it's been a lot of fun. They can, you know, if they want any information about it, you know, Facebook, it's Crappie Masters, Arkansas Crappie Trail, and the Crappie Masters is all one word. And they can follow that page. And then there's also a group on that page for the same thing. And we try to post all the information, hotels, restaurants. We normally have a Friday night rules meeting before the tournament so they can come in and pre-register. We go over all the rules, regulations. We go over all the sponsors and the sponsor products and, you know, talk about the trail in general. And then Saturday morning, if they can't make the Friday night meeting, they can show up Saturday morning at the weigh-in site. We do a live well check before everybody takes off, and they can pay at the live well check. Usually it's been 5:30 to 7, whatever the weigh-in takeoff is, or the tournament takeoff is. It's normally 2 hours before till takeoff.
All right. Well, that's good information on that. And tell them one more time, if they want to pre-enter, where would they do that?
CrappieMasters.net to get a membership, or they can go to the Facebook page, all one word, Crappie Masters, and then Arkansas Crappie Trail.
All right.
Or they can just track me down at Jerry McCready, McCready. On Facebook, my personal page, or the Crappieholic Facebook page, and we can go from there. But one way or another, I'll get them lined up.
All right. That sounds really good. Great. That's a great event for people. And just the fact that you're just in Arkansas makes it a lot easier for guys. So they're not traveling real far, so they can go and fish in those tournaments. And, you know, it's within the state, so probably close to their home somewhere.
Right. It saves a lot of travel, saves a lot of vacation time. We're used to you to qualify for stuff like that, you had to travel across 10 states and, fish at least minimum three national events to qualify. And now you can be in your home state, and if it's a lake you know, heck, you don't even have to pre-fish. You know, it's like, well, I know where I'm going to go anyway. So you just get up Saturday morning, go pay entry fee, and go fish.
Yeah, the national schedule, they actually go to five different states. So just keeping it local for the guys that are here in Arkansas, that's quite a benefit for them. And some of the other states, they also have done the same thing, haven't they? Followed suit?
Right. The ultimate goal for Crappie Masters was to go 20 states at state level. And, you know, they took the national events from about 18 to 20 events back down to just six.
All right. Well, something else we need to talk about is something else you do besides being the tournament director for the Crappie Trail is you have a company called Crappie Holics. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, I am pretty much the salt life of crappie fishing. You know, my product is all about crappie and the addiction to crappie. So, You can either find a shirt that says "Have a crappy day, I'm in a crappy mood," or it's going to say "Crappie Holic" on it 99% of the time. This all started in 2010. I went to Bass Pro Shop, Springfield, Missouri, looking for a crappie shirt, crappie hat. They didn't have anything. So, doing graphic design work and custom screen printing, I went back to the print shop and I made five shirts and a hoodie. That said Crappie Holic on it. I just put a pencil drawing that I'd done on the front, and so I could have me something to wear crappie fishing.
Right.
And everybody else wanted one.
Well, that's a good deal.
Oh yeah, it got carried away real quick, but you know what? It's been a lot of fun.
And you know, as people start looking at this, you do have a website where people can go and purchase these products, the apparel, right?
Absolutely. Crappieholic.com. We have a full online store. And I say full online store. Currently, with the virus going on, we are pretty much shelter in place type situation right now. So
right.
I'm at the house. We're not currently printing. So what we're doing is, I have a trailer full of stuff that I do the fishing expos in January, February, March, and it's pretty well still loaded. So what I did is I went out there and took a complete inventory of what I had stocked, went to the online store and entered everything, which was a 3-day process.
Wow.
So I have a real-time inventory of what's on the trailer versus online. So if they go to online and it says it's in stock, it is in stock and I will get it shipped. Okay. If it says it is out of stock, then it is out of stock until the stock box opens back up. And I've got two of my wholesale warehouses that are still shelter in place closed down as well. So I'm limited on supplies as well. So
what's the most popular apparel? What's the most popular shirt or hat that you're selling?
I have 10 different designs. And we have dry fit, short sleeve, long sleeve, our dry fits. Sport Tech brand is SPF 30 sunblock rating. The A4 is an SPF 44 sunblock rating. Those sell really well. I've got Richardson caps. I've got 45 different styles of hats, beanies, and visors.
Wow.
We've got toddler stuff all the way down to Crappie Holic and training, newborn onesies in pink, blue, and gray. I've got shirts and hoodies all the way up to 5XL. I do special order 6XL, but I am currently out of stock on those. You know, we do long sleeve cotton, short sleeve cotton, tank tops. We do all of it. Probably my best seller, if you go online and look at it, it'll say new school design. I've got two different designs. It's got a school of fish on the back. Uh-huh. The original school has just a big school of fish in the brush and the word Crappie Holic across it in cursive. The new school design has block word Crappie Holic vertically going down the side, or actually in the center, with the brush and the fish off to the side on the back of the shirt. And that seems to be here lately my number one seller.
Right. Yeah, because no one wants to catch just one crappie, Jerry. They want to catch three or four or five or the limit.
Exactly. I mean, once you start, once you get into crappie, you're into crappie.
Yeah, exactly. So
like a lay chip. Once you eat one, you want more.
That's exactly right. And that's a good question. What do you do with the crappie at the end of the day at your tournaments?
Well, when applicable, where we can, we try to release them back live to the water. But in some instances, we have where we can't do the weigh-in close to the water. So at that point, the anglers, it is their daily creel limit, so they are allowed to keep their full daily limit. They just only bring six or seven fish to the weigh-in.
Right.
So at the end of the weigh-in, you know, I just tell them, you know, you can either go back to the ramp and release your fish, or you can take them to the house and release them to the grease.
There you go. There you go. Tell them one more way tell them one more time how to get in contact for the Arkansas Crappie Trail, and one more way to get in touch with the Crappieholics for apparel.
Okay, well, you can go for the Crappie Fishing Trail. You go to Crappie Masters, all one word, Arkansas. It's Crappie Masters Arkansas Tournament Trail on Facebook. And then for Crappieholic, you can either go to www.crappieholic.com. It's spelled just like it sounds. It's crappie, CrappieHolic. And, or you can go to the Facebook page, Crappieholic, and just click the shop now button.
All right. Well, thanks. I sure appreciate you being on the show, and hopefully we can get everything situated in this world, get things calmed down. We can get back to the things we like to do, which is fishing, being in the outdoors, and having fun out there. Thank you, Jerry.
That would be nice.
Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures, famous for the Pico Perch, Pop, Little Pop, Side Shads, Deep Diving Crankbait, square bill crankbaits, bass jig heads, and a complete line of fishing tackle for crappie and other game fish.
Hey, for this week's Tackle Time, let's talk about some of the changes in the fishing industry. Let's don't focus on any one thing. Let's focus on the changing world of fishing. It's a whole different world that we live in today than it was even just 3 weeks ago. So your fishing has to change with that. Now, very rapidly, fishing's become one of the prime pastimes that we can all do. We can all do it safely. We can all do it at a distance from others. Instead of going to a packed concert, now we can get in a boat and stay our distance from others and go out and enjoy the great outdoors.
Yeah, it's really changed, hasn't it? The whole industry of fishing has changed, and we're actually blessed to have Mitch on and doing Tackle Time. And because he's the owner of Pico Lures, he's also the national sales manager for Cream Lures and I believe a couple other companies. And so he actually has more insight into what's happening there and kind of give us an idea of what is going on.
Well, right, Brad. It's, I help several major companies, Cream Lures being one of them, to forecast and get their items in and out of some major retailers around the country. And through all of that, and on the Pico Lures and everything, then I get to see how, all of a sudden, what we did just a few weeks ago, where fishing was something that we did for fun and enjoyment. Now, all of a sudden, fishing's not an essential item, but it's sure become kind of essential to our mental well-being. People are now discovering that fishing and being outdoors is pretty cool way to spend the evening with the family.
Right. A lot of people are doing it that wouldn't be doing it otherwise, right?
That's right. I mean, it's, it's been in this industry. I go to the lake quite frequently, and part of, where a normal person goes out just to enjoy getting away from everybody, I go out to see what everybody's doing, you know, to, it kind of evolves into my business. And I got to tell you, it does my heart good to see how many families are out there, you know, bank fishing, boat fishing, the big hydro blaster bass boats have all kind of all been shut down, you know, with good reason. Those boats are still out there, but the panic level of that competitive bass fishing isn't there. It just seems more and more people are out enjoying the outdoors and catching a few fish while they're at it.
Yeah, we live right on the lake, and since the lake is up, we can walk to the porch and we can actually hear the people fishing because they're talking while they're fishing, and we can actually hear them. And it's father, son, father, daughters. It's the wife.
Exactly what I'm seeing up here too. It's, you know, the state parks are closed, but most of the ramps remain open. Right. Now, by being closed, that just means you can't go in there and use pavilions and gather a group of people around and do that kind of thing. So as long as you're being polite and courteous out there, you're not trying to group up and gang up somewhere. You're, you know, as everything stands today, you can go out, you can launch your boat and go out and fish. It's a great time of year to be fishing too. I mean, almost everything is up shallow right now. The bluegill are biting, the crappie are biting, the catfish are biting, bass are biting. It's a great time of year to get out and hit that. You know, live bait or artificial. I mean, all these things are, it's just a real good time of year to introduce or get back to, you know, being outdoors and fishing.
Yeah. And something we should touch on is, and I know you sent me a couple pictures of, is people are starting to get concerned about buying fishing tackle because they've seen this post of, up in Springfield, Missouri, what's happening there.
Yeah, that's sad, but it's true. I mean, it's some things are, you know, the crowds are, we got to contain our crowds and everything. Everybody should realize that they've got access to being online, and you can buy fishing tackle online. You also have your local sporting goods stores. I realize that Bass Pro and Walmart both have online sales, but some of them are beginning to curtail people from, you know, the back half of their store and just allow people to get their essential items that they need and get out. And there's good reasons for doing some of this. I mean, we in this industry, we don't like to see that, but we have to keep everybody safe and alive, you know, so that, you know, here in a month or so, we can all go fishing again and get back to a normal life and enjoy ourselves. So there's got to be some sacrifices made. Some of them are painful, but just realize that there are independent dealers all around. All your major retailers sell online. Pico Lures sells online. We're packaging your stuff. We wear a mask and gloves when we package your order. We're not sending, you know, we're famous for being real fast for how we ship stuff. So we're not going to send something to you that still has a live virus in it, although we are confined to home or work, and it's always the same people. So, I mean, our quarantine, it just evolves across a couple of miles here. So
it's pretty tight group. Pretty tight group inside there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Gas is 99 cents a gallon, and I haven't drove 25 miles in the last 3 weeks.
I know we once this breaks, we're going to have to hit a road trip, you know, and get going. If you can, since this is tackle time, if you could tell them one lure that they could go catch crappie on and one lure they could go catch bass on, what would it be and what color?
Okay, so far and away, no matter where you're at, if you want to just go catch some crappie and some bluegill boats, I'm going to say that you get a 1.5 or a 2-inch tube bait. You can rig that with a ball head jig, one of the Pico wedge head jigs, a tube insert jig, ever how you want to rig that on a jig head. I would take that. I would set that between 1 and 2 feet deep, depending on your water clarity, where you happen to be below a bobber. And you can fish that around boat docks, brush piles, anywhere there's cover for that crappie. But just don't be too far away from shore right now. Those crappie are really coming up. Okay. So that's going to catch you some crappie, and it's also going to catch you quite a few bluegill right now, because the bluegill are really coming up shallow also. And as far as a bass, I'm going to say that, number one, bass are in that transition mode coming up behind the crappie. So number one, you're going to take one of the INT crankbaits, and you're going to fish with on points and 45 degree banks that are associated with a spawning flat somewhere. And that is one place you're going to catch fish in the transition mode. You know, still the crawfish pattern, but they're kind of going from the crawfish pattern on into the shad patterns now as they move in. So, and that's the INT crankbait. You can get in both crawfish and shad patterns. So you start off with those, and then you kind of work on into that transition area, and you're going to start getting into like the cream screamer swim baits. Maybe even get into pitching a jig that's got the twin tails, the craw chunks, and that kind of stuff on it. Cream makes some excellent runs of those. And, a good sunny day, those fish will start to leave that 45 bank and get back towards a bush and stuff. They're looking for their bedroom right now.
That's right. And there are some big fish up there because, I had to post a picture of a couple big fish.
Oh, man, you had one that was at least 7 pounds.
Yeah, I looked at him eye to eye, and I pretty much decided that I finally found someone who had a bigger mouth than myself.
Is that right? Wow. Yes. So took a while to find it, but you got there, right?
That's right. Hey, what a great show we had. Kind of a different show, kind of unusual, but, we're doing the COVID-19 virus show, I guess we should have called it.
Jerry, yeah, we'll all do our part.
Yep, Jerry McCready came on, and we did the show. We had already taped it, but we came back. And so this show is really current. He talks about the Arkansas Crappie Trail. He also talks about Crappie Holic, which is an apparel company that he owns. And, of course, Mitch had some insight on some lures that you can catch some fish, and also some industry insight, which is always good. That's why Mitch is the co-host of the year, maybe.
Oh, I don't think I'd go that far.
What can I say? Hey, thanks for listening to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. Please subscribe, leave us a rating, and do a review for Mitch and myself. Keep your hooks sharp and lures in the water.